Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Over here, and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joey Fatone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. Would you listen to it right now?
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories. I'm Dawn Reese, and today is going to be a different kind of show. We're not going to bring Hollywood Connections back next week, and today's really about miracle stories and how I'm getting through this process. And, you know, today is my son's birthday, July 5th. He would have been 35. He passed away last year on the 7th, right before my birthday on July 8th. And I was just praying about this, and all of a sudden I thought, you know what? I'm going to move my shows around, and I just want to talk about how do you get through the grieving process of a loved one and how I've got through it and how God has gotten me through it. And if you know anybody that has gone through something in the past here, please watch the show back on my YouTube channel. The quickest way to see that is Dawn Reese Show on TikTok. Go to my digital business card. It will be under Miracle Stories. So before we start, to my son in heaven, from Deborah Hampton, my dear friend, wrote this song, and also my birthday on Friday, so we're going to celebrate too. And we're going to play this for my son in heaven, and I'll be right back to tell you my stories and spiritual things that have happened to me during this process of the year.
Special day, it comes around this time each and every year. Life goes on, this world keeps on turning. Time goes by, a new day is dawning. And though it may seem time has slipped away, share of the sad times, been through it all, more than you can recall. Life goes on, this world keeps on turning. Time goes by, a new day is dawning. And though it may seem time has slipped away, happy birthday, baby.
So that is for me. My birthday is Friday. I'll be 62 years old for my son in heaven. He would have been 35 today. So again, this show is very important to me, dedicated to Nicholas Reisman. And, you know, I got to tell everybody this story. You know, he was my biggest fan on radio. He would call me up and say, oh my God, I love the George Clinton. You've got to get Gene Anderson back on. And he would just be my biggest fan calling me after the show. And when he was born, he was 10 pounds, 10 pounds. The hospital said to me, the nurse goes, do you have a name for Bruiser? Because the little hat never fit him. And of course, we called him Nicholas Scott. That was his name. And the first day of kindergarten was amazing because he was more of a cuddle bunny. He liked to cuddle. He didn't like a lot of sports and stuff, like fishing. Excuse me. And so he was my cuddle person. And the day, first day of kindergarten, he lay there on the floor. I thought he was having a seizure. And I went, Nicholas. And he just lay there. And he goes, no, I don't want to go to school. I'm going to stay with you for the rest of my life. Anyways, I got a video I want to play. I played a TikTok joke on him. Can we play that video, Bobby?
This is the one in the store?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
In front of me, I'm like, stop him. Hey, sir, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
So I see that you have pumpkin spice in your car. I just didn't
check. Is that why you've been following me? I thought it was weird.
Yeah, because I just did a TikTok video.
They got more of them if you need
to. No, I was doing a TikTok video with the Spice Girls.
Oh, okay.
So why do you like that so much?
I love pumpkin pie.
So anyways, when the pandemic happened last year, I went into Walmart with him, and I was going past his cart, and I started filming. It's on TikTok on Dawn Reese Show. And long story short, I said, hey, sir, I see you like pumpkin spice. And, of course, that was his reply. He was really funny. And he loved always just telling me, hey, Mom, you're slacking at something, or you need to do this. And that was the best part of my son, and his laughter was amazing. Here's what happened. So he lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and I had gotten divorced back in the days. And so they stayed with their father. And so his father passed away, my ex-husband, a couple of years back. So not even, 3 years ago, Nicholas came down on a bus. And, you know, they had beautiful homes in Arizona, I want to be honest with you. On the golf course, pools. They had a very good life. So he comes off the bus. He looks just exhausted. And he had his duffel bag, and he goes, Mom, I'm coming with nothing. And, you know, ex-husband didn't leave anything for them, of course. And so I said, you'll be okay. I said, you're going to have your house, your car, you're going to have everything back, or your condo, with very soon. So when he got here, I gave him the biggest hug. I always get like my little soft blankets at Ross's to give, you know, as a gift, and some pillows, and made him very comfortable at our house. The next day, we went over to Splash Harbor Water Park. So if you have somebody that's going through something and you need to go relax, go to the beach or go to Splash Harbor. And he just relaxed. He fell asleep and he was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So of course, when he was here, he said, Mom, I don't know how I'm going to build up again. He's a single dad with a grandson. And something really special had happened. Last year he wrote a letter to me, and it said, to Mom and to Bert, I'm very thankful for what you've done in my life. And he said, you told me it would be very soon. I know it took a little while, but it went very fast, like you said. I've got my beautiful car that I like. I got my condo that has a pool, and I'm super happy. And so with all of that said, you know, sometimes you're going through something in life and you just don't know how to get through it. It'll go super fast when you really trust God. So here's what happened. The night of the 7th, when Nicholas passed away, I'm going to kind of back up just a little bit, like 2 weeks before this. I had a feeling when he would come over to the house, because my son Wyatt was at the house all the time. And I felt in my spirit, God was saying, just give him hugs, just hug him. And I was like, but I forgot to hug him. And God said, he'll be back tomorrow. Just give him a big, big hug. And I kept hugging my son, like just hugging him, bear hugging. And he's like, Mom, you know, back off. And I kept hugging him. Then the day before his passing, I know he had to write a check for something and he was out of check. So I brought him a check and he was going to sell me the money. Long story short, I get over there because I was coming to the radio station that day and I thought I'd come in a little early. And all of a sudden, I just felt God just tell me, sit your butt down and enjoy him. And I was like, "What? Okay, I'm just going to listen to the Spirit, because thank God I did, because what happened was I had at least an hour and a half with my son before he passed away that night. And we talked, and he said, "Oh, this little kitty has been amazing that you found for me from Ellen, and I'm so happy with my life." You know, but he did have some health problems. You know, he had sleep apnea, he had some other issues going on, and I'm going to discuss that shortly here. But today is his birthday, and this show is dedicated of how do I get through this, and I'm going to try to get through this and tell you some of the spiritual things that happen. But first, I want to thank Christy Boyles and Gradonna. Christy, you made my morning today, taking me to a spectacular egg, I think that's right, on the beach over there. You just made my day today for breakfast. Thank you, as well as the servers put a little cake together full of fruits and berries, and we sang happy birthday to him. So, and Gradonna, you made my day this afternoon. We stopped by you as well. So just a special thank you, and as I like to give thank yous. It doesn't take a moment not to say thank you to somebody that has done something way and beyond, and that my heart goes to you today for that. So what happened was, of course, the night of the 7th, we get a phone call, the horrific, horrible phone call at 2:59 in the morning, and the officers were on the phone, and my grandson found him on the floor. So what happened was he was sitting up watching TV, probably had a couple drinks, you know, and sleep apnea, he didn't have his mask on for the last month and a half. So he would have problems breathing. Now, he gained he gained a lot of weight during COVID. So it wasn't COVID. He lost his job that he worked at an attorney's office that completely closed. And there's some personal things that he was kind of upset about. And he's like, "I'll get back on my feet. I'll make this happen." And so that night when we got the call, we rushed over there. That was the night of the hurricane. We were having that hurricane, and it was pouring down rain. And I run up there, and there's like 7 police officers. I couldn't even touch him at all to say, "I love you." I couldn't even do anything. And so what happened was, after that, which was pretty traumatic to me and my husband and the family, the whole family came over right away. Some spiritual things started to happen. The day before, my grandson's in the pool, and he goes, "I miss my mommy." And would you believe, within 2 days, she was there. Of course, Nicholas was telling me he missed his stepdaughter, and within 2 days, he was there. We didn't know about his passing. So what happened was, the kids came down on a plane with a one-way ticket, and I don't know if we were going to fly them back or something, and Nick had a beautiful car that he was so excited about. And Nick and Wyatt's, all his stuff, my grandson had all his stuff. And I looked at my husband. We're sitting there with my nephew at the counter. And, oh God, I only have 10 more minutes. Okay, so we said, "What do we do with the car?" And they said, "Well, why don't you, sell it or give it back?" Or I don't remember what the thing was, but there was a little light that flickered on and off. And I said, "Do we give it to the kids to take back to Arizona and fill up the car with all of my grandson's stuff?" So that happened right away. And I was like, "This light is flickering." The next day, I had a feeling to go. I was like being pushed in the corner to go get some paperwork. And I'm like, "No, we got all this company here." So I go to the corner. I'm like, "Okay, I don't know what." And Nicholas, are you trying to tell me something? Or God, what are you telling me? Holy Spirit. So I get to the corner. We find out the tags are expired on the car. And so she, you know, was still married, our ex-wife. And so I said, "Oh my God, Nicole, you need to go get this fixed." And so she got that taken care of right away. So that was another sign. And then I had a feeling the next morning, because we had the car around the corner, and I said, "We got to move that car back in front." But my husband didn't want it in front because it reminded him, because he helped him get the car. But within moments, there was a tow truck that was going to pull it, tow it away. So it was like all these little things, that spiritual things happened, which was really amazing to me on that too. And then, just to give you an idea, I'm just going through my notes here because I have it just down. You know, we had a service at Beaming Hope, and my pastor said to everybody, "You all want to be where Nick is. You know, watch your stuff in life and how you do, you know, how you treat others as well, and what you do on earth." And that was really, really powerful to me. And then my son and daughter-in-law gave me the best present ever. Last October, I went to Flagstaff. They got a cabin. And there's another spiritual experience that I had was, I was laying down. It was just very cool in this A-shaped cabin. And I was sleeping, and I felt somebody walk in the bedroom. You know, I was like half asleep, and I felt there was a kiss on my cheek. I'm not kidding you. And I turned over to kiss it back. Nobody was there. And I was like, was that Nicholas? Was that my, who was that? Just giving me a, it was so beautiful that I will not forget that trip ever. And I think the hardest part of my life is, like, a friend, Chrissy's daughter called me today, and she said to me, oops, I have to get that call. There we go. And she left a message and she was crying. She goes, I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you today. And I said, I appreciate that. And I think the hardest part is when you get through this, or you never will, but what has happened to me, I have all these miracle stories and I have like 7 minutes to tell you. One is called Proof of Heaven. I had Ben Alexander on my show. So I kind of went a different route for a while in getting more miracle stories of how people died and went to heaven. Now, I believe in some of his things, but his book is amazing as well. And the other books I want to show you here, and you can, I got these on Amazon, Face to Face with Jesus, another good book of a non-believer, and I'm still going through that one. I have so many books that I've had people on my shows. I'm going to read another one. People I Met at the Gates of Heaven, Who is Going to Be There Because of You, by Don Piper. And I actually won an award for Best Domination Talk Show here at Tan Talk for our show that when I interviewed him. And the other one that I'm reading right now is called Heaven is Real, Lessons on Earth, Joy, What Happened After 90 Minutes in Heaven. So all of a sudden I kept thinking, he's in heaven, he's in paradise. And so last night, I was falling asleep. You know, sometimes people say, well, Don, what else did you do to get through this? You know, of course, once in a while, I'll take his t-shirt and I'll just sleep with it on my pillow. And then I had a lady that was coming by our neighborhood. She was in a golf cart one morning. I had the dogs and the dog broke his leash and he's running into oblivion trying to chase a cat. The guy's holding my dogs, my other one. I come back and she's looking at me. She goes, I haven't met you yet. And she's in this white robe and we were talking. I said, well, this is when my son had just passed away, like the week of. And she said, my best friend passed away and I haven't been out of my house in a month or two. And she goes, and you're going out? And I went, yeah, we just picked up my son's, you know, box of ashes over at the post office. And we put him in the back seat and we strapped him up and went to the casino. He sat in the back and I kind of joked about it. And I just told her how God's getting me through this. And she started to cry and she said, you just changed my life. And at that moment, I realized this just wasn't for me. It was for many other people as well. You know, and then I had my mom and dad. They showed up in my dream. Now, my parents don't show up together. And my mom showed up like about 4 months ago and I cried. And I looked at her. I said, oh, Mom, Nicholas. And she said, he's okay. He's okay. You know, here's your parents that are in heaven and they're telling you it's okay, you know. And then I had another dream of Nicholas that he showed up and he's wearing white and he has teeth and, you know, and I'm looking at my husband going, but he's not here. And he's good, Mom, I just came to give you a hug and I'm going by my girlfriend to give her a hug. And he had white, like a white, like, you know, look like Hawaiian white, you know, that, you know, it was beautiful. And just to give you an idea, every day, you know, is an experience. And there'll be days that you'll go through hot showers, I call like 3 minute showers, like this morning in the car. I realized, of course, it's his birthday. And of course, I had the showers for 5 minutes or 3 minutes and then I'm okay. You know, I was in the mall the other day. There was a DJ. And I'm going to end the show with this song because we have a few minutes left. And if I'm looking over here, just if I forgot something, there's just so many amazing things that have happened this last year that has gotten me also through this. And number one, Beaming Hope Church and the prayer and just number one is God. And when you can't think that you can't get through something, you get down on your knees and you just keep thanking God. He has a reason. I guess he wanted him in heaven more than he needed. I guess he needed him. And, you know, just real quick, last night, I was dreaming. I fell asleep and he showed up in my dream before his birthday. Long story short, and I'll get to that song story. I think I jumped ahead. And I saw him and he's on this like trolley bus, like a long train. And he had a red hat on and he had a white shirt on. And he's kind of bending over the rail like this. I'm like, Nicholas, what are you doing? He goes, oh, in heaven, it's birthday. They do this like a birthday train. And I said, and he just kind of looks like, I got to be on the birthday train. And I thought, that's how I woke up today. And I was like, what a beautiful dream of him showing up in my dreams. And all I can say is give God all the glory and honor in your life. And the other day when I was in the mall, they had a DJ that was there and this song came on. Of course, hot tears came down. I was like, oh, and I walked out. And all I can say is when you have somebody that passed away and you're trying to get through grieving, please read and look at some of my miracle stories. Go to my TikTok, Dawn Reese Show on TikTok, and look at my digital business card and click on that, and the miracle stories are there. And like from the lady from the movie Adrift, where her husband went out to sea, and how did she get through it? The kid from Breakthrough, he was clinically dead, and she came in and she said, you know, Holy Spirit, she goes, everybody out negative, and he lived. So I have so many miracle stories that I've done on my radio show. I just hope you enjoy your day and your family. And I just had a passing of my mother-in-law. Her son, her husband at 95 just passed away. And, you know, when you realize the people that are in your life for a holiday, you don't know who's not going to be there next year. Enjoy the moments, take pictures. And I'm so glad that I have the opportunity with my Stairway to Heaven backdrop to heaven. And I hope you have a beautiful day. And remember, bent knees actually break chains. If you have something going on in your family, and trust me, I'm on my knees praying for a situation as well right now with a family member. And I just want to thank God for this show today. And Bobby, thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to hear the second video you sent as well?
That's kind of funny. Yeah, it's only really quick. So this is Nicholas.
That's the boat.
Oh,
I guess that's only good.
Well, okay, well, that's
on the video.
Yeah, I guess you're the video, but I guess that's another story when we're stuck in an island. I got to tell that one next time. Okay, everybody, Stand Up for News is next, and so enjoy this song. That this is for Nicholas. Love you in heaven.
Lion King.
And here's the bottom line: our trio's down to two.
Oh,
the sweet caress of twilight. There's magic everywhere. And with all this romantic atmosphere, disaster's in the air. Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evening brings? The world for in perfect harmony with all its living things.
So many things to tell her, but how to make her see the truth about my past? Impossible. She'd turn away from me.
He's holding back, he's hiding. But what I can't decide, why won't he be the king I know he is, the king I see inside?
Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evening brings. The world for once in power.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788.